Turnbuckle. Tuesday joins us. Always a pleasure, Buck. How much of the basketball tournament are you taking in?
I was locked into it this weekend, Bill. You know, I like this time of year because it gives you a chance to watch. I can't say I have a bracket or anything like that, but I've really watched a lot of it this weekend.
How amazing is it that Alabama is the pretty overwhelming favorite in basketball?
You know, it's interesting because they are really, really good, right? And I think it's one of those situations where you really have to, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody about that. Alabama is great at football. Now we got to, like, really consider them the top seed for basketball, even with all the other ancillary stuff off the court. And, you know, that's a lot of stuff that's happening, and we've heard about it. But there's still a lot of attention paid to what they're doing on the court, and the team is pretty darn good.
Yeah. Number 24, Brandon Miller, who's considered the top college player, freshman, is from right here in Nashville, played at Pearl Cone High School. Played at Cane Ridge, sorry. Another good school, but different school. And he's 6'9", Buck. Long is a silky smooth perimeter shooter, and at that length he can get to the rim any day he feels like.
They are, you know, when you look at how good they are, it's interesting. The Sweet 16 is far from over, right? I'm really interested to see how the next steps and who wins this round, because I'm glad I don't have to call it, but there have been some wild games for sure.
Buck, did you see the end of the FAU Fairleigh Dickinson game, or at least clips of it where the kid tried a 360?
I didn't. You know, that's the one. I didn't see that. I saw the replay of that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't have a problem with it. They're up 8. They've never been to the Sweet 16. He's having fun. He's probably energetic and happy. Tries the 360. He misses it. And now I understand Twitter. I mean, I get what Twitter's going to criticize. Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I thought the kid was having a good time. But a lot of people, no, Bill, you can't show people. You're up 8 and you're not allowed to dunk the ball? What?
It's one of those. Both teams, right, were in a position where they never had a chance to get to the Sweet 16 and have played that far into the tournament. So you got to figure they were really excited. And I think that's the part that I like, the upsets and the teams that you don't expect to be there. We didn't expect FAU or FDU to be there, right? But they both were in a position to play at that next level. And I think that's what makes this tournament exciting. And if you can't get – I mean, just – The story behind Kansas State, Jerome Tang, you know, there's so many different little things that come up that you're like, man, this is pretty neat. You know, whether you've watched teams all year long, but now you kind of get locked in. Rodney Terry at Texas, where they're in the Sweet 16, but he may not even be the head coach, but you're getting your team on a nice little run. You know, UCLA, will they make any noise in this next round? Because they've been close a lot over the last few years, but haven't done much, you know, around that, right? So, yeah, I'm really excited to watch this week, because each time I look, I'm like, man, this gets better and better every round.
Charles Arbuckle with us each and every Tuesday. Buck, what was it like? You were at UCLA. Did they have not only the combine, we know, and you've told us some stories about that, but did they also have the separate pro days on campus as well that you participated in?
Yeah, they did. They weren't quite the production that they are now, but I can remember the pro days, you know, both my sophomore and junior year, just kind of going out watching some of the guys before me get ready and work out. But it was nowhere near like they are now, like this big production, right? We had our pro day. And, you know, guys would get ready and, you know, you had the combine first. And then for some guys that didn't participate in the combine, they got an opportunity to have the pro day. So what you did is it gave you a chance to get one more opportunity to perform in front of those scouts, and not as much of a high pressure thing. I mean, they're going to ask you questions. You'll have 15, 20 teams there. You know, our school usually had a pretty good amount of folks, but it was, I was prepared for it because I had seen it the 2 years before and had gone to the combine. So, you know, it was just like, okay, another chance to work out, another chance to perform in front of these teams, and let's go. You know?
Charles Arbuckle with us. What was, were they all infatuated with the 40 speed and all that then too?
Yeah, there were some, but there were other teams that really at the pro day wanted to focus in on some of the things you could do and some of your knowledge about, you know, the pass game and the run game. You know, it was a good combination of both. It really gave you a chance to kind of work on your skill set at pro day, I thought. I mean, you know, you ran the 40, you did those things, you did the shuttle drill, you did those kind of things, some agility, but they really wanted to see what you could do just from the standpoint of your position, getting in, running routes, catching passes, you know, doing that. So I think that was more of a, I mean, as close as it's going to be to playing football, I think the pro day for me was that. I don't know about the pro day now, it looks like it's still an extension of the combine, or it's going to, you know, highlight the quarterback because he's got to throw 70 times, which is good for receivers and tight ends. But it's still, I thought, we didn't have a quarterback coming out my senior year because Troy had already left. So it was more of a workout around, you know, what each position was going to do. Like if you were a running back, they were going to do running back drills. If you were a tight end, you were going to do that, receive, you know, so I thought the pro day was more of a reflection of, hey, this is what's going to be, you know, just getting you ready for what you would potentially do at that next level without pads.
Who do you think, I know, pure guess here, the first quarterback taken will be?
You know, I think the most game ready and the one that's ready to play right now is Bryce Young. But if I look at Frank Reich and what he's had in the past, C.J. Stroud looks to be more, or maybe Will Levis. You know, I'm surprised I'm saying Will's name, but I think it's the top two are clearly Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. And I got just a funny feeling that the Panthers may go with a bigger, taller, more higher upside guy in C.J. Stroud. I think Bryce Young is more ready to play right now at that position, but that's just, you know, from the tape that I've seen. I don't know what those, you know, when you got, here's the thing, you've got offensive coordinator in Thomas Brown, you've got Frank Wright, you've got Josh McCown, and you've got Jim Caldwell, all four really good, you know, offensive minds. I'm curious to see what they do as a collective group, and they say, because now that they have that pick, I think it'll be either Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, but I really feel like C.J. Stroud, just from what I've seen Frank as a coach having in the past as a quarterback. That's just kind of my take on it.
Charles Arbuckle with us. Buck, I've heard a GM say this. It seemed way too simplistic for me, but he said if you've got a quarterback situation, meaning you're evaluating for the draft, and all things are relatively equal, you take the bigger guy. Now, that seems very simplistic, but I've heard that said.
Yeah, I mean, and it seems like that's what we'll probably get out of this. And let's do this also. I don't think C.J. Stroud hurt himself in his last few performances,
right,
and also at his combine workout. We didn't get to see Bryce in that setting, so that's one of the situations. And I always tell people this. My thought with Bryce is that he doesn't want to run. So everybody talks about he's slight, but if you watch any clip and you watch tape of him, he's always looking to throw the ball. Now, Alabama may have had two of the worst offensive line, you know, from a productivity standpoint, two of the worst offensive lines that we've seen in the last 7 years, right? But he was still able to manufacture points. And if you turn on that Texas game, I mean, just some of the shots that he was taking, but still being able to play. The Tennessee game, those are the things that make you say, yeah, he's slight. But he's a tough guy, and he don't look to run unless he absolutely has to. And I think that's the thing that I see from the standpoint of, yeah, maybe he's 5'10", and he'll probably weigh in at 20. He should, you know, if he's 204, 205, then that's a win for him at his pro day. If he's smaller than that, then I think that hurts him some. But at the end of the day, he can throw the ball, and he can make plays. So it's really just from a standpoint of size, he loses that battle, but I think he wins in other ways. Now, C.J. Stroud, you talk about upside and potential and some of the things we saw him doing late in the year, and as he got more and more comfortable, I think the biggest thing with both, Bill, they're still going to have to go learn the pro game and get more and more comfortable in that setting. And I think you've got my thought always on this is, man, my name is mentioned as one of the top two or three quarterbacks. I'm not going to be that upset because I know I'm getting ready to make a whole lot of money.
But for the 80th time, anything new on the Pac-12 and media possibilities, media relationships for the future?
No, I have not heard anything. it's interesting. I've kind of kept my ear to the ground and even called a few folks in the administration over there. The folks at UCLA aren't really concerned with it because they're moving on. But I haven't heard a lot out there. It's just been kind of quiet. But you know, as soon as I hear something, I will let you guys know for sure. And you might hear it before me, but I'd be happy to share it because it's kind of surprising that we haven't had anything come out on that.
Yeah, I was just looking, and they said that I guess there's still conversations going on with Apple, but Apple's in no hurry.
Yeah.
I mean, get the deal right's more important than the speed.
I think you're right. And I think that's – you know, at this point, you haven't gotten what you want. Make sure it's the best deal possible that you can get. And I think that's the problem for them as they look at that.
Charles Arbuckle, every Tuesday, checks in with us. We talk football and anything else. I'll tell you what, Buck, I don't know if you've gotten in the mode yet, but I'm enjoying watching some March college baseball.
You know, I haven't gotten in that mode yet, but I will soon. I'm going to tell you, the World Baseball Classic has been actually pretty good, too, the few games I've watched there. And, you know, the only thing I don't like about that is if guys get nicked up. I saw there's been a couple of them that have gotten hurt, and so that hurts them for the season, where they may miss the whole season or could miss some time. But I know the World Baseball Classic has been good. And as soon as college basketball kind of winds down, I'll be right there with you on college baseball. It looks like it's going to be a fun year in college baseball again, too.
Watch out for LSU, man. Loaded.
Oh, they are loaded this year, aren't they? But will it be a situation like Tennessee where they were really good during the regular season and couldn't quite get it done late? Or are they really, really legit and they're going to make a run all the way through, you think?
I thought the same about Tennessee, and they just ran into that one bad weekend with Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's true.
All I know, Buck, is there's the stat that the one seed in Omaha had won it all since Miami in 1999.
Wow. Mm.
So.
That's a lot of pressure, right?
Buck, appreciate it, man. See you next week.
Have a good one, man. Y'all take care.
Charles Arbuckle, every Tuesday.